She's out of a job. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. The top White House scientist, Dr. Eric Lander, has resigned hours after the White House said an internal investigation found credible evidence he bullied staffers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki addressed the issue earlier today before Lander stepped down.
In addition to a full and thorough investigation, it was conveyed through meetings with senior White House officials directly that his behavior was inappropriate, corrective action was needed.
In a statement this evening, Psaki said in part, the president accepts Dr. Lander's resignation with gratitude and knows he will continue to make important contributions to the scientific community in the years ahead. In his letter to the president, Lander wrote that he is devastated that he caused hurt to past and present colleagues. A vote in Congress is set that would keep the government running for the next several weeks.
House Democrats plan a vote tomorrow on a short-term spending bill extending government funding through March 11th. Without new legislation, a partial government shutdown is triggered February 18th. The short-term CR would also provide $350 million to address water contamination at a military fuel storage facility in Hawaii. Congressional leaders have been negotiating a long-term spending plan without an agreement reached. Any deal needs bipartisan buy-in to overcome a 60-vote filibuster threshold in the 50-50 divided Senate. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden again promising sanctions against Russia if it invades Ukraine. As for what he thinks President Putin will do.
I don't know that he knows what he's going to do. And I think he has to realize that it would be a gigantic mistake for him to move on Ukraine.
The president with the comments after meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, he said they both agreed that diplomacy is the best way forward. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
An Illinois judge puts off a hearing over a former Chicago area cop's bid to overturn his murder conviction.
A judge in Will County, Illinois, delaying for 3 months a hearing on Drew Peterson, a former suburban Chicago area police sergeant, in his request to vacate his 2012 murder conviction in the killing of his third wife, Kathleen Savio. After Peterson's attorney said that he needs more time, Savio's death was originally ruled accidental. But after Peterson's fourth wife, Stacy Peterson, disappeared in 2007, investigators reopened the case. Peterson has not been charged with her disappearance. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A year after winning a court battle against the opening of so-called safe injection sites or safe havens for people to go to use drugs, the Justice Department is signaling it might be open to allowing them. That's according to the Associated Press, which says the DOJ said it's evaluating such facilities. Two major airlines are combining to create one of the largest airlines in America.
Spirit Airlines and Frontier Group will combine in a stock and cash deal valued at $6.6 billion. Frontier and Spirit expect the deal to close in the second half of this year. They plan to bring more ultra-low fares to more travelers in more destinations across the U.S., Caribbean, and Latin America. The companies say they will be serving 145 destinations in 19 countries and will create 10,000 direct jobs by 2026. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Spotify again saying it won't cancel Joe Rogan. The latest comments from the company coming after a video surfaced of the podcaster using the N-word. The latest controversy coming after Grammy Award-winning singer India Arie posted a montage of Rogan using the word in his shows. Rogan apologized, saying the word was taken out of context, also saying he had no right to use it. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.